I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. And I want to remind you that we're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we will always cover a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. We'll give you a lot of helpful suggestions and spice it up with controversies. We also welcome your calls, and our call-in number is 301-984-2173, and our lines are open. Just a summary of what we're going to cover tonight, and your topic is also our topic if you want to call in. Tonight, we're going to interview Kevin Pissarro, my co-host. Kevin and I share the show. And he is a naturopathic doctor, and we'll be talking about energy. I will give you symptoms of a nutrient and have you guess the nutrient of the day. Then we'll talk about some green tips. So that's the agenda for this evening. I do want to let you know that the Village Green in Bethesda has a year-in sale, and it's 35% off on all their own Pathway products. It's 25% off on all other supplements, and 20% off on all body care products. Now, you can go online and get in touch with them at myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. The store is at 5415 West Cedar Lane. It's right across from NIH. And the site is very interesting. There's a lot of information on there, well beyond just product information. And there's a place you can ask health and nutrition questions. Just key in to Ask the Expert on myvillagegreen.com. Also, our shows are archived on the site as well. So if you go on that site, you can download and listen to the shows that have been here on AM 1260 called The Essentials of Healthy Living. Now, let's get to the first topic, which is the nutrient of the day. And I'm going to give you a description of signs and symptoms, what functions for the nutrient, and see if you can guess it. And it ties in to some of the things that we're going to be talking about with Kevin Pissarro. First of all, it's a powerful antioxidant, and it protects against damage from free radicals. And free radicals are like rusting in the body. It's what's released when we overeat. So overeating releases free radicals. It's released when we have inflammation. It's part of aging, and it's damaging to the cells. So it's both beneficial in that it's part of the inflammatory process and helps us rid of ourselves of bugs and pathogens. But if it goes on too long, the free radicals increase inflammation, which increase more free radicals. And antioxidants are protective. This nutrient makes body energy, and that body energy is called ATP, and it's made in the mitochondria. And the mitochondria is in the nucleus of the cell. It's the powerhouse of the cell. This nutrient also is the greatest amount is found in the heart and the liver. So the heart and liver tissues have the most of this nutrient. It is critical, therefore, to heart function, and it's critical to liver function. It improves the pumping of the heart, which is called ejection fraction, and that's measurable. So individuals who are deficient in this nutrient will have a poor pumping action in their heart and can develop what's called a cardiomyopathy, which is a pathology of the muscle of the heart. And it's where the heart doesn't function as it should. When the heart doesn't pump as much blood, then we get starvation of oxygen in the tissues, and it's a decline from there on. Deficiency of this nutrient contributes to cardiomyopathy, which I just mentioned, high blood pressure, mitral valve prolapse. It's kind of a floppy mitral valve, so that when you pump the blood out of your heart, there's a fluttering of the valve, and so you get a little bit of what's called regurgitation. So not all of the blood pumps. There's just a slight residue left that doesn't pump through. Neurological disorders are a deficiency symptom of this nutrient, and some cancers. And now I'll give you some better hints. Statin medications such as Lipitor and Zocor, that are one of the most popular cholesterol-lowering medications, They're called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. They deplete this nutrient significantly. And the big hint is the nutrient's also called ubiquinone, and that is known as CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. And I'm bringing CoQ10 up because our subject tonight is energy, and we're talking about how we make it and how we can get it. And this is how we make it. This is our body electricity, and inside the nucleus of the cell, think of the center of the cell, the nucleus is a furnace, and that furnace is called the mitochondria, and that mitochondria has coenzyme Q10, and CoQ10 makes ATP, body energy. Now, how does it start out? First of all, we eat fats, carbohydrates, and proteins, but they're useless to us unless they're digested in the digestive tract. Two, fats to fatty acids, carbohydrates to glucose, and proteins to amino acids. Now, when those fats break down, they also break down to glycerol and cholesterol. I liken this to dollars breaking down into coins. You can't put dollars in a coin machine, and fats, carbos, and proteins can't cross the digestive barrier into the bloodstream. They have to be broken down into smaller particles. And that's what we're talking about when we say proteins to amino acids, carbohydrates to glucose, and fats to fatty acids. Then they are transported from the bloodstream, from the gut, all the way to the tissues, and then they're taken up by the tissues and taken into the tissues and into the cells. And it's inside the cell that all of this energy manufacture occurs, both outside the nucleus or center of the cell and both inside the nucleus of the cell. And we have an energy cycle, and that cycle generates energy that is then pumped into the nucleus of the cell, into the mitochondria for CoQ10 to make energy. All of the processes in these cycles require specific nutrients, and they can be impeded by certain medications, by toxins, by toxic metals, and some people can just inherit poor functioning in some of these. When I think of the cycle, I think of those water wheels with little buckets, and the water comes in at one end, and the little wheel spins rapidly, and that wheel creates electricity. It can create energy. And some of the buckets have holes in them, and so water leaks out, and then the wheel doesn't move as well. It kind of shakes as it moves around, and it generates less energy. So as human beings, what we're interested in is how can we maximize the energy that we produce? Because when we don't make enough, we're going to have brain fog and fatigue. We're not going to be able to focus and have attention. We'll have weak muscles. Our muscles will get tired more easily. We'll build up lactic acid more easily. And we'll be more susceptible long term to immune problems. We will find that our adrenal glands, which are energy involved, and our thyroid gland is also problematic as long as it's not getting good energy, just like bringing electricity into your house. If you don't bring enough electricity into the house, you blow fuses, and your light bulbs don't light up very brightly. So what we're trying to do is teach you how, with diet and nutrition, you can maximize the energy your body produces. Now, stay with us. After the break, I'm going to introduce you again to Kevin Pissarro, who's my co-host, and he's a naturopathic doctor, and we'll be talking about energy.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-540-1633. Call 1-800-540-1633 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-540-1633.
There's a special place here in our area that has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and products like no other. It's Village Green Apothecary, where people who really care about their health can get the help and products they need. Whether it's a hard-to-find nutritional supplement or a specially compounded prescription, you'll find that they have the expertise you need, plus the kind of attention and product selection those mass-market drugstores just can't deliver. Visit Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great-tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
WWRC Washington.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your co-host for the evening, and it is my pleasure to introduce my co-host, Kevin Passaro, who's an ND naturopathic doctor. Welcome back to the show, Kevin.
Thanks, Dana. Good to be back.
Good. First of all, for the listeners, fill them in on what a naturopathic doctor is and does.
Well, naturopathic doctors, a type of degree that I received, is a doctor that's trained at a medical school that focuses on training doctors that specialize in natural therapies. So I did my undergraduate degree, got a master's in biology, or a bachelor's in biology, and then applied to a medical school that focuses on a naturopathic degree.
Wonderful. And tell our listeners where they can reach you, Kevin.
Well, I can be reached at the Village Green on Tuesdays, where I do one-on-one consults with people, or they can reach me at my private office in Annapolis. And probably the easiest way to find out more about me is to visit my website, which is greenhealingnow.com. And that's a great place to learn more about naturopathic medicine, the training that was involved, what type of modalities and therapies I use, and how to get in touch with me.
Great. So that's greenhealingnow.com.
Yep, that's it.
Well, as you know, earlier in the first segment, we talked about generating energy in the body by breaking down fats, carbs, and proteins to fatty acids, cholesterol, glucose, and amino acids.
Yep.
And how it goes through into the cell and into the mitochondria. So that is the first discussion that we've had on the mitochondria, and we talked about coenzyme Q10. I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to add on that before we move on to the adrenals and the thyroid.
Yeah, well, the other thing that's been shown to be somewhat helpful with producing energy for the mitochondria is a nutrient called acetyl L-carnitine, which is able to help transfer those fatty acids across the mitochondrial membrane, bring it into the mitochondria where it can then be used in that energy-producing process like you talked about with the spinning wheel producing the electricity, you know, that process of making energy within the cell. And acetyl L-carnitine is thought to help transport the building blocks the body needs into the mitochondria to help with energy production.
And one of the benefits our listeners may be interested in is when you have high triglycerides, the actual very specific treatment for that is not a statin. The specific treatment is carnitine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's carnitine's job.
Yep, absolutely. And, I mean, there's even Carnitor is a prescription medication some doctors write for that's basically carnitine given on a prescription pad. You could get the same benefits by taking just over-the-counter carnitine.
Yes. Well, thank you for reminding me of that and our listeners. Let's talk a little bit more about the adrenal glands and their role in energy metabolism, and then we'll go on to the thyroid.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, Dana, as you know, when you're talking about energy production in the body, you definitely need to look at the adrenals. They are a small gland that sits on top of our kidneys. They're about the size of a walnut, and they release a hormone called cortisol. And cortisol was originally designed to help our bodies cope with stress and to help us produce energy. And they do this by forcing our bodies to release more energy and sugar, basically, into the bloodstream, which we know powers all of our cells. And oftentimes when people have adrenal imbalances or adrenal fatigue, which can happen if someone's under prolonged stress, whether it be a physical stress or mental stress, an emotional stress, the adrenal function can start to decline. And when that happens, cortisol output can also start to decline, and our energy levels and stores can start to suffer.
Well, we certainly see that. It might be a good idea to talk about some of the signs and symptoms of low adrenal function. One of the most common that we all know about is this dizzy upon standing or postural hypotension, where when people stand up, they get dizzy because their blood pressure doesn't stand up with them. And that's mainly due to the adrenal glands.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something, it's a great segue to give some examples from my end about it's important to define what stress is. You know, stress on the body is really any kind of change. And this is exactly what happens with what you're describing, the postural hypotension. When you go from a seated position to a standing position or laying to standing, gravity takes over and starts pulling the blood down. Your body perceives that as a stress because your brain is starting to be starved of blood, and in response, the adrenal glands have to react to boost blood pressure to keep the blood up to the brain. So oftentimes, you'll see people with low adrenals have difficulty adapting to any kind of change or any kind of stress. And some other really good examples are difficulty regulating their temperature. If it's hot outside, they get overheated. If it's cold outside, they get way too cold. They're almost like a temperature chameleon, you know, never quite adjusting their temperature right. They can have difficulty adjusting to blood sugar swings and blood sugar changes. A lot of the people who experience the sort of condition known as hypoglycemia, a lot of times that's related to an adrenal weakness because when the blood sugar becomes too low and their body gets stressed, they can't necessarily respond to that stress correctly and get their blood sugars back up.
Well, this is certainly so common in the United States, and people are so used to eating all the time. If people have to eat every 2 hours, then you're looking at the adrenals as the culprit, because food probably keeps blood sugar stable for an hour to two, then the adrenals should maintain it unless they're fatigued or wiped out.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, it's something a lot of people come into my office, and I'm sure you experience the same thing, where complaining of fatigue and low energy, and everybody first points their fingers at the thyroid, which in a lot of cases, as I'm sure we'll get to during the show, is something that needs to be looked at. But I find more and more that when you use adrenal supportive nutrients and adrenal supportive protocols regarding diet and exercise and lifestyle management, that has a profound effect on getting people the energy back that they are missing. And I think it's very unrecognized as far as something that is causing low energy in a lot of people.
It certainly is poorly recognized, and what we know is that if the patient has low adrenal function, and this isn't, Dr. Passaro and I are not talking about adrenal failure, we're just talking about fatigued adrenals, and people can have those throughout life and not suffer. But if they present to a physician with low adrenal function and fatigue and many of the symptoms that go along with it, it might be assumed to be a thyroid problem. And it also, if the thyroid is the problem and the adrenals are treated, not the thyroid, we're not going to get results. If the adrenals are the problem and the thyroid's treated, then we're not going to get results. It's like two people walking together. The thyroid and adrenal coordinate. They slow each other down. So if the adrenals are not functioning well, the thyroid will naturally slow down to accommodate, like two wheels of a bicycle turning together. And the trick is to figure out, by looking at signs and symptoms and tests, how what the difference is between low adrenal function and low thyroid function.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And I think it's really important, something that you mentioned. We're not talking about a condition known as Addison's disease, which is adrenal failure, which is a life-threatening, very dangerous condition. We are referring to more of a functional condition that's related to, that's referred to as adrenal fatigue. And, you know, if people are thinking or listening to the show and wondering, wow, that kind of sounds like some of the things that I'm feeling, most of the standard blood tests that doctors will do to measure cortisol levels and look at adrenal function are not sensitive enough to pick up the nuances of adrenal fatigue. They will usually only pick out a major adrenal problem like Addison's disease, which is very important, but most people don't have that level of adrenal failure.
Right.
If they did, they would be in very serious trouble. So just keep in mind that if you know, a health professional is telling you that your adrenals are not the problem, make sure you're getting the right kind of testing to have that evaluated for.
Excellent. And let's run over some of the symptoms of low adrenal function, and then when we come back after the break, we can talk about what people can do both in supplements and diet to correct the adrenal problem and correct some of their energy problems. When I think of low adrenals, besides the dizziness, I think of pallor, a pale person, somebody who craves salt and feels better with salt because salt supports the adrenals, and somebody who's thirsty all the time and then urinates a lot. It can be misunderstood as diabetes, but that's adrenal. Give us some more symptoms.
It can be cold hands and feet is something that people will commonly referred to or talk about when they have low adrenals. You can have low energy is really common. Particularly, you can see variations in how people's energy is being produced. So a lot of times people will be really tired in the morning and have their energy in the evening or at night where they have insomnia. That can be an actual adrenal issue as the cortisol curve actually changes throughout the day. They can maybe tend to be on the thin side, although some people can be on the heavier side. They definitely feel tired. There can be depression symptoms related. I've even seen some very interesting nuances where people can have loose ligaments, almost double-jointed people or weak-jointed people. There seems to be a correlation with adrenal strength and the strength of the connective tissue in the body. Fluid secretions, they can have dry skin, which low thyroid people can have as well. The paleness is definitely there. The hypotension, so from sitting to standing, they can get lightheaded. Anxiety, one of the most common things I hear with people with adrenal fatigue is they have the anxiety related to a feeling of overwhelm. They
exactly.
Almost their body's capacity to handle stress has been diminished, usually due to excessive stress, that they're having difficulty coping with the normal stressors of life. So even just having a deadline at work or having to get to the grocery store can be completely overwhelming for them, and they acknowledge that they didn't used to feel like that.
And these are wonderful symptoms. We'll cover some more so people can figure out what their symptoms mean and how to treat them. And Our listeners are with us today on The Essentials of Healthy Living. It's Dana Lake is your host and co-host, Kevin Passaro, Dr. Kevin Passaro. Stay with us. We'll be out with you after the break with more information on energy.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called The Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized health plan and take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location and check out their easy-to-use EHL display, where you can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll also find EHL information online at their homepage, myvillagegreen.com.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamend from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries, blech. Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. Twin Lab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus. 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. These revolutionary pearls aid digestion, support a healthy immune system, and are perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
RC Washington.
Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we have Dr. Kevin Passaro on the line to go over with us energy. We want to find out how our bodies make it and how we can get more of it. That's the word of the day. So, Kevin, we were talking about signs and symptoms of low adrenal function. Are there some more that you wanted to add?
Yeah, sure. I have a nice list here that we can go through that some of we've touched upon, some we haven't. Low exercise tolerance. So people oftentimes with low thyroid will feel better or stimulated from exercise. Low adrenal people get exhausted and worn out from exercise, and they may find that they don't tolerate exercise as well as they used to. We talked about sleep abnormality, sometimes being up at night. A pattern of waking up at night between 2 to 4 a.m. can sometimes be indicative of an adrenal problem. Poor focus. We talked about being easily stressed, feeling overwhelmed, inability to handle normal stressors. This can also relate to being easily startled, jumpy to loud noises, loud sounds. And this relates to being highly sensitive in general. Some people with low adrenals, they may tell you that they're very sensitive to medications, or they're very sensitive to different hand creams, or very sensitive to supplements. It's almost like their body can't handle stressors of new things, so they become very sensitive to them. Low blood pressure, we discussed, And also another one can be sugar and caffeine cravings, because they're craving something to give their bodies a little bit more energy, and they're deriving this usually from a sugar craving or a caffeine craving. So that's just a few other ones.
Those are excellent. A few more to add to the list, and it's nice to differentiate from low thyroid function, and I'm glad that you're doing that. But alcohol intolerance is common among people with low adrenal function. Just like you were saying, they're sensitive to medications. They seem to be sensitive to substances. And as the sugar craving, carbo craving, caffeine craving is so associated with low adrenal, fat craving is associated with low thyroid function. And that's just a minor little key when you're looking at patients. I know you do the same, Kevin, as we pay attention to these symptoms to guide us towards which tests we need to do for the patients. So in common, what we see that both thyroid, low thyroid function, and low adrenal function, the common symptoms are fatigue, low body temperatures, dry skin, focus and attention problems, and different kinds of sleep problems. With the adrenal person, they're waking up. With the low thyroid person, they're oversleeping.
Yeah, they want to sleep all the time.
And on the low body temps, I think what's important here is when your body temps are low, the enzyme functions slow down, including enzymes in the brain. So we naturally are not going to have quite the blood flow in the brain. So it's no wonder that we have problems with focus, attention, mood, depression more common.
Yep, absolutely.
So let's talk about, before we go on to the thyroid, what can people do to treat their current low adrenal hypoglycemic kinds of problems?
Sure. Well, I mean, you mentioned that hypoglycemic part. I really like to start with talking to anybody with adrenal issues and looking at their diet. We know that we have stressors in our everyday life that sometimes we can't get rid of. We all just can't go out and quit our jobs and go on permanent vacation, or we all have personal relationship issues or financial issues that bring us stress, and a lot of times we can't control that. Those stressors are all going to be affecting and sort of wearing on our adrenals. However, there is one thing that we can control, which is our diet, and it's very important when considering reducing stress on your adrenals to consider what you're doing with your diet, and the most important thing is to keep your blood sugar stable. So this means really focusing your diet on good quality fats like walnuts and almonds, avocados, fats from salmon and wild fish, and good quality proteins, lean proteins like wild game meats and turkey and chicken, because these create a nice stable blood sugar that doesn't result in large fluctuations. The problem, Dana, as I'm sure you know, is that if you eat a high carbohydrate meal, take for example maybe a typical American breakfast of a scone from Starbucks with a mocha latte, you get a huge spike in blood sugar, which eventually causes a huge crash in blood sugar. And when the blood sugar crashes, our body goes into total five alarm mode. It is our brain starts starving for glucose, and we react by signaling the adrenals to release more cortisol to get the blood sugar up. So here we are trying to live in our crazy world of war and financial stress and all of our personal problems and everything that we're trying to get through. And by not eating right, it's just another assault on the adrenals and on the body. And that is my number one place to start with people. And then we move into the herbs and the nutrients that can be helpful. And maybe you can give a few examples of those.
Well, also with the diet, and I hammer this home, grains, whole grains are not the cold cereals, pasta, bread, crackers, pretzels. Once that grain is ground into a flour, it is pure glucose to the body, and that's the shortcut to getting adrenal problems, hypoglycemia, fatigue, cravings, overeating. And what we try to do is focus on, as you know, Kevin, real oatmeal, real cream of wheat, the grains in their cooked grain state, brown rice, wild rice. We also push beans. They're so complex and they're so wonderful. They've got protein, complex carbs, and fiber. And when we say to the listeners out there, when we say complex, we mean that there's a lot of substance and fiber in these foods so that glucose doesn't get into the bloodstream rapidly, just as described by the scone and latte that Kevin, Dr. Pizzero mentioned, where you just get a shooting up of the blood sugar, and you'll get that if you drink a soda. You'll get it even with juices, even fruit juices, because there's very little fiber in there, if any, and you don't have other foods. So we talk about the glycemic index, but more importantly, the glycemic load, that how can we keep a lower glycemic number for the groups of foods we eat together at one time. And, of course, vegetables are wonderful, and it's better to eat the fruit than drink juices. Also, the caffeine will raise blood sugar, and a lot of people are not aware of that. So I always encourage people, if they're consuming teas or coffee, that they should not be consuming those on an empty stomach. It should be with food, and we try to reduce the amount of caffeine that's taken in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, on the supplements, because protein's so helpful, sometimes we use protein powders for people who by choice have a low protein diet, or by food intolerances and allergies have a low protein diet. So that's probably the first place to start with a supplement. The B vitamins are very important, and the adrenals love B5, pantothenic acid. Do very well with it. They love salt, and we had mentioned that before. Some people actually take salt tablets when they have very low adrenal function. What other nutrients do you have to mention?
Yeah, the B vitamins represent a very supportive family of nutrients for the adrenals. You mentioned B5, which is like it's a great stabilizer. It helps to stabilize the adrenals and give them a lot of support. B6 is another fantastic one for the adrenals. B6 is related to energy production. Really helps kick the body into gear. B6 is one of the most important nutrients that the body needs to run the enzymes. And these enzymes in our body are what's responsible for making energy and basically running every process of the body. B12 is another very important one. Methyl B12 is something that you should look for, and it's best delivered either under the tongue in a sublingual form or as an injection, but most people prefer the sublingual form over the injection. And then there's a whole host of botanicals or herbal products that are great for the adrenals. The ginsengs are very good for the adrenals. They tend to be stimulating, so if someone has a really high blood pressure or they're extremely sensitive or has a lot of anxiety, the ginsengs might not be the best place to start for them. Rhodiola is another herb that is a little less stimulating than ginseng and is very good for helping with energy production. Ashwagandha is an Ayurvedic or Indian herb that is very supportive for the adrenals, as is holy basil. So there's a whole host of herbs and nutrients that are fantastic for adrenal function.
Well, part of what you're describing is in one of the new products that Pathways carries called Ginger Zinger Energy, and it's a liquid syrup, and it's got organic ginger, ginseng, rhodiola, ginkgo, and schisandra.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if people have real low adrenal function and you try to be too therapeutic, they will start feeling hyper or revved up, but not pleasantly so. And Pathways also has a nice B complex. They carry the pantothenic acid, calcium pantothenate, that's so helpful. They carry the CoQ10 Plus, which gives us core energy metabolism so those adrenals can respond well. We're always reminding ourselves to get the electricity into the body and use that L-carnitine so that we can drive the fats into the cell. The sublingual B12 you mentioned, Kevin. And Zymogen makes a nice product called Adrenal Essence, which has both nutrients and herbs. That's nice. And then the magnesiums, because magnesium is so critical in energy metabolism.
Yep, absolutely.
The magnesiums that I like, Pathways has TriMag, which has three forms of magnesium with cofactors that are in this energy cycle that we talked about. And MyoMag has malic acid and glycine and B vitamin cofactors. So you really get a combination there to help support the entire system. Now, we're going to take a break, and we will be back, and Kevin and I will be talking some more about energy, energy metabolism, and the thyroid for part of the segment. This is Essentials of Healthy Living.
This is Progressive Talk 1260, regime change for your radio.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2007, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or on the web at myvillagegreen.com or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great-tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
WWRC Washington.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, co-hosting with Kevin Pissarro, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we've been talking about energy, how we make it and how to get it. We've covered the adrenals. We've covered the mitochondria, which is our powerhouse that makes our body electricity, called ATP, that all of our systems need, not just our adrenals and thyroid. And we've been comparing the adrenals and the thyroid. And we talked about low adrenal function and the common symptoms between low adrenal and low thyroid: fatigue, low body temps, dry skin, focus attention problems, and memory problems. But there's some uniqueness about low thyroid symptoms. People tend to be bloated, red in the face, and have edema in the tissues, whereas adrenal patients tend to be thinner and pale, sort of drier. Low thyroid patients may have hair loss. They certainly tend to have weight gain, and none of these are true for everyone. They're just general guidelines. A hoarse voice is common, infertility, and people with low thyroid are better with exercise, whereas patients with low adrenal, they poop out sooner, they're tired. And let's talk about also some of the other signs to look for. High cholesterol can be due to low thyroid function, and that's something that's very important to rule out. And there are currently new standards for thyroid testing and new standards for what those tests mean. The old TSH standards included too many people that were low in thyroid function, so they're much more strict and much more narrow. So it's important that you discuss this with your physician when you get tested. Kevin, what do you have to contribute on our talk about thyroid and some of the nutrients to support it?
Yeah, I mean, one thing, a great thing to look for that you commonly see with low thyroid is this very unique thing where people will lose or have very sparse growth of the outer third of their eyebrows. It's a really interesting thing, but it's amazing how much it correlates. So that outer third or half of the eyebrows gets very thin with hair or can actually be completely missing.
Absolutely. That's a great sign.
Yeah, that's always a good one. For nutrients for the thyroid, we really, to understand what is going to support the thyroid, first we need to understand a little bit about how the thyroid works and how it produces energy. The thyroid makes hormones. One of the main hormones is called T4, and it stands for a tyrosine, which is an amino acid that has four iodines attached to it. So one of the main nutrients that's supportive for thyroid function is tyrosine because it serves as the building block for the hormone that the thyroid makes to actually stimulate energy.
Yes, and that T4, tyrosine, converts to T3 in the cell, and that's the gas pedal, T3. T4 doesn't have that much activity. It has some activity, but it's T3 that is the active component of the thyroid hormones. But T3 can also convert in this, or T4 can also convert in the cell to reverse T3, which is the brake pedal. And so that is why medications that support only T4, such as Synthroid, may not be very effective if the body is converting that T4 to the brake pedal, reverse T3.
Yeah, this is such an important concept, Dana. I see this so often where people have been told that their thyroid is not contributing to a lot of their symptoms. And, you know, when they come in and tell me their symptoms, they have all the symptoms of hypothyroidism, the dry skin, weight gain, low body temperature, brittle nails, they're losing hair, maybe some hormone or fertility problems. It looks like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It's got to be a duck, right? But everything on blood work that their doctors are telling them is that their thyroid is normal. And what the piece that's being missed is that nobody is testing their free or their T3 levels in their body. And you can have normal T4 levels, normal TSH levels, but if the body is not doing a good job of converting that T4 to T3, or like you said, if it's converting the T4 into reverse T3, a person can still feel completely hypothyroid.
And the nutrients are real important in this, not just the tyrosine, which, by the way, also supports the adrenals. Our listeners might be interested in that. People who take tyrosine protect their adrenals from stress and damage. There were some excellent rat studies done generations ago or 30 years ago. And when we look at the nutrients for converting T4 to T3, we see nutrients like copper, zinc, magnesium, B vitamins, selenium. So deficiencies can certainly contribute to a body that just doesn't do well converting T4 to T3.
Right, absolutely. And one of the main reasons why the body will reduce T4 to T3 conversion is because of low adrenals. So this goes back to what you were saying where, you know, the adrenals and the thyroid walk hand in hand. You really have to look at both of those when trying to get someone to their optimal place of energy production and health.
I have a little secret that someone taught me that's a quick test. It is what I call a cheater tilt table test for adrenals. And people can go to a medical center and you lie down and take the blood pressure. You're strapped in and then they move the bed up quickly. And if you pass out and the blood pressure drops, then you've got low adrenal function. And one way of screening in the office that's less problematic, and I'm not one that wants to try to catch patients if they're fainting, when you have them stand too quickly, is to look at the pupil. And it's another autonomic response, just like blood pressure. And I make the room dark and shine a light at the side into the iris, and I watch the pupil constrict. If it doesn't hold for more than 6, 7, or 8 seconds, you're looking at suspected low adrenal function. And low adrenal patients will complain of light sensitivity. And it's an interesting little screening test and just helps you to do some more tests. We do the salivary test for cortisol, given the patient gives 4 samples, morning, noon, afternoon, and night. And that gives a measure of their cortisol levels. It's an elegant test. As you mentioned before, Kevin, the blood work doesn't really pick up these fine functional problems.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so important to stress is to make sure that you're being evaluated properly if you suspect that you're having an adrenal or thyroid issue, because a lot of times it does get missed and people end up, you know, they tell you that, you know, I don't feel well, but all of the tests are telling me that I'm fine. Everybody's telling me that I'm fine because all of the standard types of evaluation are not showing up the imbalances that are occurring in their body. And, you know, you look at them and you say, do you feel fine? And they say, no, I don't feel fine. So it's just a question of finding the right tools to figure out where the imbalances are. And that's really where some of these functional tests come in really handy, like the saliva test. The pupillary light test, or Arroyo test as it's referred to, is a wonderful test or evaluation. Someone can do it to themselves and go into the bathroom and turn the lights out, look in the mirror and use the light to see what's going on with your pupil. You can oftentimes evaluate yourself. If your count, if your pupil won't stay constricted for more, like Dana said, for more than 5 or 6 seconds, you probably have some adrenal stress. And do not be surprised if you fall into this category, because I would argue that probably 95 to 99% of the population here in the U.S. suffers some level of adrenal fatigue due to the pressures we put ourselves under, the poor diet, and just basically the lifestyle that most Americans lead.
Modern living. So well said.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kevin Pizzero, for co-hosting with me tonight. It was a pleasure, and we will do more of this and certainly cover more of this topic in later shows.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dana. I'll look forward to talking to everybody else on my next show on January 5th.
Good.
All right.
Good. Well, I just want to remind you about the year-end sale at the Village Green, 35% off on their own Pathway products and 25% off on all other supplements and 20% off on body care products. Remember, you can go online, myvillagegreen.com, and go to Ask the Expert and ask some of the questions. You might have some questions left over from tonight. I also want to remind you that the book I co-authored with Pamela Compart, the Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook, The Ultimate Guide to the Gluten-Free, Casein-Free Diet, is now number one bestseller in autism cookbooks on Amazon and number 7 out of 757 autism books on Amazon. So it's good for people who just also have problems with gluten, milk products, soy, corn, egg, and nuts. So it's not just for ADHD and autism. I just also wanted to pass out a few green tips. Use dish towels and reduce paper towels. Buy recycled paper products as much as you can. And in public restrooms, which is more efficient, the paper towels or the electric dryers? Guess what? No contest. Electric dryers are twice as energy efficient. This is Dana Lake and Kevin Pizzero reminding you to tune in to Progressive Talk AM 1260 every Wednesday night. And we thank you for being with us. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living. And we wish you good health and good evening.
Help boost your immunity with Immunicore. It's a core immune support plus more. Immunicore is designed to help provide multidimensional support for immune function with 3 powerful core ingredients. Immunicore provides clinically demonstrated ultra-potent C, essential zinc, and health-enhancing mushrooms. This easy-to-use, science-based formula is ideal for long-term immune protection. Arm your patients with Immunicore today. These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you taking a calcium supplement to prevent bone loss? Be careful. You may be kidding yourself. Calcium by itself is not enough. That's why Village Green Apothecary recommends Pathway Bone Guardian, a unique formulation that contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
You're listening to Washington's only progressive talk station, WWRC Washington, online at ProgressiveTalk1260.com.